Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi with Chuck Chat Freestyle, bringing you one more Dog Days of podcasting for August 30th, 2024. We are once again in Atlanta. It is the end of the day on Friday. We are getting near the end. I am getting near the end of topics to run out because we've slowly caught up. I'm going to give you what happened earlier this week in case you missed it. I'm trying to do some stuff in real time and some stuff and not. But we're going to go back in the past as we continue my road to retirement. Monday morning, the 26th, I woke up and my first thought was, how am I going to get my final pay statement out of ADP, which is the payment software we use? And they send us our pay statements. Once in a while, the taxes will be a little different, or we adjust holdings, and Donna needs the statements, so I download the PDF, and then she reconciles them in our bank software. Well, I thought, this is really going to be a messy one, because it's not a full pay period, and blah, blah, blah. So how am I going to get that if my login is disabled on the 6th, but the pay period doesn't end till like the 15th? So I reached out to HR and said, yeah, how's this going to work? And they said, oh, didn't, what's her name, Mary, Paula, whatever, didn't she reach out to you? I said, no. So I got another message back a few minutes later. Oh, she's on PTO. We'll have somebody else. So Victoria sends me an email. She goes, oh, please fill out this offboarding form. It's like, oh, I just realized we have an offboarding process less than 2 weeks before I offboard. Well, that was timely, especially since everybody and their brother probably knew I was retiring for the last month and a half. I don't know what happened there. And I had a discussion with them a month earlier. So not really sure how the ball got dropped or if it's incumbent on me to reach out earlier to say, hey, but I did that. We had discussions about benefits and whatnot. So somebody missed something somewhere. And, you know, as I said before, I don't retire every day, so I don't know what the process is. We got that taken care of, and I filled in the form, and then I start getting these messages from our, you know, we're a workflow system. We you know, automate processes like that. So it says, make sure you've got this, and here's some information about stock options and so on and so forth. So I read through a number of the documents, and I learned that it was confirmed that my outstanding stock options will be surrendered, which is a fairly considerable amount of money, but the growth potential in the next few years isn't that big that it's keeping me on in light of my decision to spend more time with family and do some traveling, et cetera. So yes, that was a factor. The stock price has gone up, so those surrendered options are worth more than they were, say, 10 months ago when we were talking about this. But that is, you know, like Dave Schlesinger once said, every decision is the right decision at the time. I'm not going to look back on that. The only way I could get to keep those stock options, I was reading through the document, says, if you die before you leave the company, we will accelerate your vesting in those options.
And we're working on that.
There may be an accident yet at Dragon Con. So Donna may still get the money that we were originally planning on letting go.
I don't want the money.
Okay. That's a good feeling. She doesn't want the money. I'm worth more than a few stock options. So that was interesting information. I didn't know that. And I found that out. I still have some additional tasks, like I want to keep my phone number, so I have to work with Verizon. They said, do you want to keep your phone number? Yes. Get more information back. Here's how to do that transfer process. I will begin that on Tuesday. It shouldn't take that long to get it done. And then I also started the process to migrate my ServiceNow community account. I've been posting lots and lots of content since I was an employee back in 2010. And I would like to keep that information rather than creating a second account and then going, people looking at it saying, should I do an at mention to this account or that one? You know, which Chuck am I sending this to? So I worked with our community team, and it took about a day and three or four iterations. They say, okay, you should be able to log in. I can log in, but that's not my email address that's showing on the screen. And where's all my accomplishment badges? Got that back. They said, okay, try it again. Well, I got my badges, but I can't edit any of my old content. okay, we'll try, you know, it was back and forth, just try this, try that. Yes, we're a little closer, we're a little closer. So we finally got that resolved. So now I can log in with my personal email address. Same kind of thing with ADP. They did give me another email address, a way to access my pay statements even after, excuse me, it's been a long day and we sang some karaoke last night, so my voice is a little shot. I also started taking a look at Notion. I mentioned I'm migrating off of Evernote, looking for some other options. And a number of people at work are migrating to Notion, and a number of people on Reddit have been migrating to Notion. It was really down to Notion versus Obsidian. And Notion just seems like a better, easier, let's get started. There's tons of options available. You don't have to add plugins, whereas Obsidian is a little more geeky and, granted, a little more flexible. But you know, a little more technical, kind of like the Emacs, if you're an old Emacs person. It'll do the kitchen sink, but you have to know what you're doing. I need something more ready to go. But I just needed to get a little bit of enablement on that. So I reached out to Lauren, and she sent me a couple of channels that I took a look at. And I tried importing my folders over Evernote. Now, most of my documents, I've got about 8,000 documents in Evernote. About 7,500 of those are in a folder I call Reference. I was very limited on the number of folders I used, but I was very judicious on the number of tags that I used. And since their import is very simple, you go to the import, settings, import, click Evernote, select which folders. I said, let's do a test folder. Let's take inbox. It's got about 100 items in it. They came in fine. Tags were preserved. Attachments were there. I was all happy. Let's try another one, a little larger. I think it was offline, had a couple hundred things in there, files that I used in Evernote when I was not online, like a packing list or a copy of my passport images. That's the kind of stuff that was in offline. And I brought those in, and it was just fine. Hey, recording over here.
Okay.
Chad in the background.
Well, you learned that the HSA thing is eligible after age 16.
I also learned about the HSA. They can't hear you too far in the background.
Why are you yelling at us then?
Because they can hear you going blah de blah de blah blah blah.
We're going to get killed this weekend.
I changed my mind.
She wants the stock options.
I changed my mind.
I can't focus while you're chatting.
Same when you're singing continuously.
When is this? Okay, now you're getting a marital discussion here.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the singing later.
Okay.
All right, so I watched a couple of starting videos, and the import did not go that well when I got to the larger file, the larger folder with 7,500 things in it. It starts, and then it starts running in the background. And after a couple hundred, it stops. It was importing back to... You can always go in there if you want to chat too.
Okay.
It got stuck, and I also noticed that all of the imports that it did were duplicated, which was odd. So I opened up a support ticket, and we were going back and forth, but now I'm on vacation. I really don't have time to work on that. So the process is in process, and when I get back, I will work on it some more. They said, hey, are you still working on this? We'll close out your ticket if we don't hear from you in the next couple of days. And I said, I won't be home in the next couple of days. Please keep it open. I'll get back to you on the 3rd. So we said we'd do that. 27th, I think you're pretty well up to speed on that. Went to Santa Clara. We had a nice get-together and all hands for our marketing group, and then came back, sent some thank you notes out. Wednesday morning before we got on the plane, I got a nice bag with ServiceNow branding and a jacket or a vest. I didn't even take it out of the bag. And that's being sent along with the trophy they sent me and a couple other things. That should be shipped or should even be here by now. But I was sending out some thank you notes. And my mind was still kind of getting waylaid, bogged down in the retirement mode, all the things I'm going to miss and all the things that are left to do. And it wasn't until we got to Atlanta on Wednesday that you heard me talking at Deer Beer Garden that I was now in Dragon Con mode. So it's in full swing. Last night, Thursday night, we did the first of two karaoke sessions. Went really well. We were able to get into the room a little early, so we set up. People came in. We started singing. Really, really engaging group. They were singing along. If somebody wasn't there and we liked the song that they were about to sing, we'd do a group sing-along. There really wasn't anybody singing it except everybody. So a lot of fun, very supportive, very warm, very open group. And a lot of very talented people as well. Craig and I got back from that about 1:30. We ended about 1, a little earlier than I thought. Actually, that was good because we had planned to wrap up at 1. And right as we were singing the last song, security came in and went, we're going to need you to shut it down now. And it was perfect timing. I don't think we could have gone to 2 without getting harassed by the Dragon Con security people. We didn't have a problem last year. We went 2:30. But I was happy to shut it down at 1. Craig and I cleaned up the room, put it back the way it was, walked back to the Embassy Suites in the dark, long walk that we've done a few times now. And woke up this morning very, very tired. Slept in, almost missed breakfast at the hotel. They have a complimentary breakfast from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and slept till about 8:30. So it all worked out. We had a wonderful time at Pizza Friday with Clinton and Joe and Amy and Gary and Clinton's wife, Bonnie, Daniel Smith. A lot of the parade people were there as well. So group of about, 12, 13 people, about our usual size at Mellow Mushroom. Good pizza. I don't know what it was this year. It tasted super good. I don't recall biting into that pizza. Maybe it was just the pizza we got. It was the house special and really good. We just had pizza yesterday, and that was wood-fired. I went, this is good, but Mellow Mushroom today, for some reason, was just outstanding. Just really made my taste buds sing. Well, I am going to wrap this up, and tomorrow is the last official day of Dog Days of Podcasting, but Craig is going to keep the feed open until midnight or 11:59 on September 6th. So if possible, I will bring you any new developments as we get into that last week, right up to retirement. I'll bring you right to the end of my career. And until then, take care, stay safe, and remember that I love you. Bye.